Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. I have a real treat for you tonight. I have Joanne Leo back. She's a numerologist, and she does the most neat, unusual readings also. And so you guys are going to have fun listening to her. She's going to need your name and I think your birthday, I believe. I'll bring her on, and I'll ask her the specifics. And that's going to be a fun show tonight. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Kelly Jo.
Nice to have you on again. Everybody's so excited about getting their numerology. Can you tell them how that works?
I sure can. Well, a full reading is the name on your birth certificate and your birth date is how you're registered in heaven. And it's all connected to our soul because our soul never dies. So from one lifetime to another lifetime, when we're ready to come down, we choose our mother, our father, our sisters, brothers, siblings, relatives, aunts, uncles, teachers, mates, friends, school, careers. And it's all in your chart. And what's really great is when you get that all done, you can see your strengths, and then you can see the areas that you came and you chose to be lessons in this lifetime. And also, when I do families, you can see the connection. And when I did my family, I was just blown away. So it's really informative. And what's great is that I can look at what's going on with your year, or like somebody's got something coming up or they're planning something or whatever. I can get into their personal month and get the prediction there, because your birthday always gives another reading besides your name. So we're going to do first names tonight, first names and the month and the day.
Okay. Well, I guess we probably ought to get started. We got quite a few people tonight. So
I'm ready.
720. Hello, 720.
Hello?
What name, where you're from?
I'm Laura, and I'm from Colorado.
All right.
And my birthday is December 2nd, 1974.
Okay, perfect. And spell your first name. Did you say Brett?
Laura.
Oh, Laura. Okay, I totally got that wrong. Okay. All right. So we're in a five universal year this year, so this puts you, well, this is kind of really interesting. Wow. All right, Laura. First of all, you're wicked smart, and, you've got a great sense of humor, thank God, because it's gotten you through a lot of ups and downs. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But you don't like drama. That comes from the day you were born. You just don't like a lot of drama. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's annoying.
And so when there's drama, though, the thing is that you don't really get things worked out. You let things, you got to push it aside or ignore it. And that really doesn't solve a darn thing. So it's one of your things to work on in this lifetime of having balance and not drama. So, I like to teach a little bit, too, because I am also a life coach. That you got to, just say, when that happened, I was annoyed, or I was disappointed, or I was unhappy. you got to address it instead of push it aside. But I would say the last 18 months have not been your easiest rodeo. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, for nobody, it's been
I'm not talking universally here. I'm talking about you as an individual because this is your birth state.
It hasn't been awesome.
Right. When we go through the cycle, like it's like a soul cycle, and it's like when we hit that ninth year of cycle, which you're going into a brand new cycle, a brand new one cycle. But in that ninth cycle, it's an 18-month cycle. And usually it's people, places, things, events that are learning lessons for us. And, like sometimes people will lose their jobs or they'll move or there'll be some sort of family trauma or they'll have some issues within their own family circle. So now you're in a brand new cycle, so this is really good. The thing is for you to make the plan. That's the challenge for this year. But it's also a good time for you to set new goals. Let me see here. 19, 1, and a 6. Has there been a relationship or a family issue that's troubled you? Because I'm feeling like there's some decisions to be made or some fairness that has to be resolved here. It usually boils down to a healthy relationship has three things. The first thing is trust, respect, and communication. I feel like there's got to be some clearer communication or working out details here. Does that make sense?
To an extent, yeah.
Well, it pretty much nails it when I look at this here. Is it definitely a personal relationship or a family situation? Which one are you?
I don't really have anything like really troubled right now, honestly. I can work on communication for sure. I mean,
yeah.
It is about communicating. There is a breakdown in communication.
Yes,
you know.
And that's where I really wanted you to use that I statement. It'll really, really help you. There's no fight with an I. It's where we get into fights is when we do, you said this and you did that and this. So just work on that I statement. But this is all about a new beginning for you, a clear next 8-year cycle of working through making plans right now. It's a one, so it's a beginning. Now, do you have any particular questions that I can look at your chart?
Well, I just left this one job, and I'm just wondering if they're going to still use me there.
Well, I feel like there's a negotiation or some sort of decision-making that will come about. And it's going to be like right at the crest of the very end of September, and it might be modified to what you thought it was going to be, but I do feel like there will be October, November, and December will seem like it will work out to your benefit.
Okay.
All right?
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And what I'm getting, I'm seeing a lateral move, and it'll work out to your benefit better. You'll like being there better.
Do you have any idea when that move will happen? Because that's another
thing. That'll probably happen in October.
Yeah, that's what I
think. Mid-October.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a good night. Thank you.
You too.
Uh-huh.
All right. 216.
Oh.
Hi, 216, put your name, where you're from, and give her your birthday so that she can do you.
Okay. My name is Sharon. Hi.
Hi,
Sharon.
My birthday is September 1st. Do you need is Sharon and my birthday? Do you need the year also, or?
No, that's all right. It's just, that's fine.
Sharon's my name on my birth certificate. Sharon Louise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're an interesting dichotomy because you're smart, but you're a people pleaser too. But you're a natural born leader, and you need to step strong in your shoes. But you're sensitive too, so you know you can be quite sensitive. And but I do like the combination that I'm picking up, or the message that I'm getting, is that once you put your leadership skills and you really you have the role or whatever. I mean, you just take off like rocket fuel. So you should be thrilled with that because you're a smart cookie. But you have to be very careful that you're not super, super sensitive and take nothing personally. I want to put that in capital letters for you. Do not take anything personally.
I know.
Okay?
I'm very sensitive. You're right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. When I redo souls, there's just no getting away from it, you know, and my spirit guide is pretty much a straight shooter there. Okay.
That's okay. Oh, no, I like honesty. I admit it. Oh, no, I know.
Now, when we get into October, November, and December, I want you to be very careful. I don't know if you've got a heavy foot when you drive or whatever, but you better be careful about that. No drinking and driving either. October, November, December. And anything to do with contracts, you got to read it 3 and 4 times before you sign up. Okay?
Interesting. I go home. I go into the office 2 times a week, and I drive home on my lunch, and I fly home to take my dog out. Then I go back to work. We have an hour. Two of us. There's two of us that do it in our department, and I have an hour to do it. And I know I have to slow down because I don't want to be late. And you're right.
You're gonna get a ticket. I'm telling you.
All right, oh God, I don't need a ticket. Oh my, I was in an accident 2 years ago. It's almost off now, but it was, you know, it was just an accident, but still, I know I gotta watch my speeding. Okay, so I'll be careful about that. Thank you.
You got October, November, and December. Very mindful of that. Okay.
Okay, October, November, December. All right, be very careful of my driving.
And the numbers are good with work and everything. I don't see, you know, there might be some. I don't know what's gone on in July, August, and September, but there's been kind of like some definitely different changes being made or policies, something.
There has. I love my job. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel really good about that. So, but just be careful what I said about October, November, and December, okay?
Watch my speeding. Yes, and oh my God, I wouldn't drink and drive. Oh, are you kidding? No, you don't have to worry about that. But I know
you're in a good spot right now, so just go for it, hon.
Yeah, you are in a real good spot right now.
Well, I had a question about work. I know it's going very well. Can I ask one quick question?
Sure. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I'll make it real brief. There's a woman that's the lead in our department, okay? And what happened was...
Last time, just keep your head down, you'll be all right.
About a month ago, she made a boo-boo, okay? It was a boo-boo that she missed. And the big manager, two of the managers told her, if it ever happened again, we'd have to go back in the office 5 days a week. They think that we're not paying attention. It affects our whole team. It doesn't matter who makes a mistake. It happened again on Thursday of last week. Is she going to get in trouble? Are we going to have to go into the office 5 days a week? I know that sounds silly, but I like the 2 days.
You are going to be going into work. Yep.
You're going to be back 5 days.
Oh, my God.
Well.
I just wondered about that.
Right,
you really said.
Yeah, you are going to have to go back. All right.
Thank you. Okay.
Good
Other
night.
Than that, everything's good. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. 361. Hello.
Hello. I'm Linda, and my birthday is February
27th. Okay.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm so happy.
You're welcome. And what part of the country are you from? She's Kabanaking.
I'm in Texas right now.
Okay.
Well, this is kind of like a year of really weighing things out and making decisions after decisions. And if you've gone through some, I want to say indecision, you know, follow your gut because, you know, the combination of your month and your day that you were born is really a gift from God. So you should follow your gut. You know, that's our little gift that we get, that mother's intuition, that little twist. When you follow that, you're doing yourself a favor.
Yes, I always try and follow my gut and listen to what my intuition is telling me.
Right, because there's no logic to it, okay? Another thing, too, Linda, you don't like drama either. And
no.
That can be disconcerting to you because a lot of times your feelings will get hurt because you don't want to make a stand. Is that correct?
I try not to make a stand, but I do speak my truth, and I will stand up for myself.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm sure you had to learn that over the years. Am I correct?
I did. It took me a while to get to that point.
Yeah, because it's one of your soul lessons to learn in this lifetime. So cheers on that, okay? October, November, and December, it just seems like things are much lighter for you. Whether it's going out and socializing more or changing things up, but it definitely appears to be much more fun for you, and you need to go have some fun. I think you've had enough decision-making this year. Is that correct?
Oh, it's been a heavy-duty year, and there has been a lot of major decisions, and it's been pretty intense.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you when it's been intense. January, February, and March, July, August, and September. And April, May, and June was not an easy rodeo either. But you're coming out of it now. So now you're coming to what did you learn from all this stuff and how can I make it a better way for myself and what serves me best? And that's got nothing to do with That's got nothing to do with the word selfish because that should be eliminated from our vocabulary because we're all God's children. So we deserve mm-hmm. the highest, the finest, and the best.
Yes, I feel the same way.
So get ready for it being a lot lighter than the way it was in the beginning of the year. Hopefully the decisions you've made or the decisions that you had to come to you need to, you know, be grateful that even if they were hard, that you learned something positive and moving forward.
Yes, I'm very appreciative of all the insights and clarity that I've been given.
Right, because if that's the kind of year. Now, next year, it definitely is going to be your year to really do your power work. So get ready.
I'm seeing light. And brightness around you, and you finally landed. It says the eagle has landed.
Good.
Wow.
So.
And the eagle
you're
is one of my
spirit guides. Some good girlfriends, and you're gonna have the F word fun, and you're gonna do things that are outside of your comfort zone too.
Exactly, Skelly. That's what I was picking up. Yeah.
And I see you when it's safe to travel again. You're going to travel in a group foreignly.
Really?
And you're going to, they're showing me a bucket list, and you're going to check off your bucket list. And I also see you going up in a hot air balloon.
Wow.
There you go.
That's on your bucket list.
Well, that sounds really exciting. I love everything that you shared with me.
Well, there you go. I hope you have a good night.
Thank you. You ladies
You're
do
welcome.
The same. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now we will go to 561.
Hi. This is Gail from Florida. I spell my name Jean.
Your name and birthday.
Yep. I spell my name G-A-I-L, And my birthday is January 15th, 1962.
Okay. Okay, hold on here. Let's see. We got a 5. Well, this has been a year of going in circles, huh?
Yep.
Okay, hold on while I compute this. All right. Mm-hmm. But you're going into a great cycle, thank God. Because, you know, it's been, you know, it's been where your foundation's been shaken. A little bit. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And but you had to go through that so that you could just get stronger, make better decisions, uplift yourself, and move forward. Now you're going into a real good cycle coming up in October, November, and December, where either it's got to do with either a raise, a bonus, a job, or moving forward some way, somehow, financially, or having financial gain.
Okay.
It's also a powerful time for you, so it'd be a great time for you not to procrastinate, which you can do very easily, Miss Gale. Correct?
I can't 100% agree, but I can, you know, I can see what you see at times, yep.
Well, maybe the word is overanalyze things. You know, you think it, okay. So maybe the word procrastinate doesn't make sense to you because you delay a decision, but sometimes you overanalyze, and that's from your G and your name.
Yes.
But you're very smart, and, you know, you're strong, and you're a survivor, and you really are a nurturer, you know. You have to be careful in personal relationships if you're not the fixer, because fixers always wind up to be a victim. So that's one of your lessons to learn in this lifetime.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
All right. There you go. Kel, you got anything?
It's like you're moving forward and then you're going to get a big job. So that's coming up mid-October. So look for that.
Okay. I have a specific question about my dog, if that's okay.
Okay, what?
My younger golden retriever named Lily, and she's just turned 2 years old, and I have certain health checkups done on her before I would breed her. So I had her hips x-rayed, which is what you really should do with a golden retriever. And it wasn't a good x-ray. It wasn't like a good angle or whatever. And so I'm going for a second opinion the end of October. And I want to know if you think her hips are good or not. And if
showing
she...
me that it will be good. It was a shitty x-ray. And they're
okay.
Doing like four thumbs ups, whatever that means.
Okay, good. Because, yeah, that's great. That's good news. Very good news. For
and
many
then
reasons.
And everything tied up with a ribbon. So there you go. Bada boom, bada bing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Kelly, Joe, and I, we are in synergy, that's for sure.
Okay, there's a 516 number. Hi, 516.
Hi,
what's your name? Where you're from?
Hi, Joanne and Kelly. This is Kavita. How are you?
411. Hi, Kavita.
Hi. Any 411? Fun, exciting news for the next 3 months?
You need to give her your birthday, honey, so she can do your number.
Yes, 411.
Okay.
411, okay. Hang on. You know I have to compute, so.
Yeah.
Well, while you're computing, I'll just tell her something. You are going to have an opportunity to move up in your work. So apply for the job that's offered. And then they're also changing, the higher-ups are changing. Is there like a buyout in your company?
No, I'm retired from my, I was a school psychologist. I'm retired from that position. I have my own private practice now.
Okay. But you are going to have other people. You're going to have a lot more clients, and you're going to be busy.
Really? Okay.
And you're going to get referrals from a doctor that you used to work with.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Go ahead.
Okay, what I get, Kavita, for October, November, and December, what I get is number one, it has to do with paperwork. So, you know, I'm sure it's got to do with your notes and legal or whatever. Do you testify in court, or are you qualified to testify in court?
I don't do court. Yeah, no, I don't do work in court.
Okay. So this has to do with paperwork. Also, too, I don't know in your practice if you work with people who have alcohol or drug dependence or have a problem.
No, I don't. I refer them out.
You refer them out. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you work with the marriage and family?
With not so much of marriage, but I do, you know, family issues.
Okay.
Mostly because with teenagers and adults, yeah.
Yeah, that's the number that I've got for October, November, and December.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of a big karmic number. But what it signifies is balance and getting to the heart of the matter. And a lot of times it can swing to the law. Or it has to do with people karmically that has it in their charts, which you don't, I don't have your chart, but that has it in their birth chart would be that they died of alcoholism or they had an alcohol or drug problem. But usually you have to be careful in this particular cycle that you're not drinking and driving, speeding, whatever, because that's the karmic number of the law. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, if you have a glass of wine, don't have the second one. Okay? That's all I'm going to say, and don't drive. Just so you get through the end of December till we get past New Year's, okay?
All right.
But I do feel things are really... you know, on your timetable, it's really great. I feel like you have a more inner balanced peace. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure.
And what I love about your name is K-A-V-I-T-A, correct?
Yeah.
What I like about that is it's really funny. Here you are a counselor, but yet emotionally you keep a lot of your own stuff to yourself. Is that correct?
Yes and no. It depends on who I'm speaking with.
Yeah. But you're wicked smart, that's for sure. Do you have any other specific questions on your numbers for till the end of the year?
Yes. I paint, and I have a piece in a show for next month. And I'm thinking of doing a show in a restaurant, a colleague's restaurant, sometime this year. Do you see that working out this year?
I feel it'll work out great.
Okay.
When you get help.
And I feel like you're going to get commissions from it.
Oh, great.
And you're going to get, she's going to do, have them in the restaurant. You're going to get to be in the gallery.
Oh, great.
So you'll make top dollar for your paintings because you paint very well.
Thank you.
You do mixed medium, yes?
I do oil painting.
Well, you're going to mix it somehow. You're going to do something else with it to form texture or something. And you're going to have your paintings a lot of places.
Well, that sounds great.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies. Bye.
How do we get a hold of you, Joanne?
They can always text me or call me, 727-743-3400. Or they can email me at psychic Joanne, which is J-O-A-N-N-E, Leo, @gmail.com.
And you can get a hold of me, KellyJoePsychic.com. or 561-333-5367. So we're going to make our things a little bit shorter because we got a whole bunch more people, so let's rock and roll. 814.
Okay.
What's your name, where you're from, and what's your birthday so she can do your numbers?
I'm Amy, and I'm from Pennsylvania, and my birth date is July 20th.
Okay.
While she's computing, though, you got all kinds of new beginnings for you. Are you planning on moving?
No.
Well, there's a move for you in a year. And you have anything that doesn't serve you for your highest goods going bye-bye. It is not a punishment. People, places, and things are going bye-bye. So what you're doing this year is that you're seeing what works and what don't work, and you're going to clear the deck of nonsense. You are here to clean out any nonsense.
Okay.
That really goes with her numbers, too, Kelly, because it's kind of like things that have come up on the spur of the moment or unplanned throughout this year. You have to make some decisions, and I really feel like you're more grounded now, and you need to, it's really kind of like resetting your goals or resetting.
Right, you're going to have to pivot.
Yeah. And I feel you've got all the power of the angels and God behind you, because a lot of the stuff that has wreaked havoc or been unplanned, is definitely going to, like I agree with Kelly Jo, I pick up the same vibe. That's behind you. What did you learn from it? Let's move forward.
Okay, that's great.
And love yourself. That's the bottom line.
And the family issues that are going on, it's going to calm down. It's going to get healed this year.
Good.
All right, because there's somebody over here jumping like a jumping bean. And also, you got your great-grandpa on your father's side with you. He's the one that messes around outside in the yard. You know, do you have, like, a sensor light? He's saying, I'm the one who sets that off.
Oh, okay.
So it's
yeah,
great-grandpa.
I do.
Yeah. So he's telling me, I did it.
I love it.
He was sort of a jokester anyway. So, well, I hope you have a good night.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, now we're going to go to 919.
Hello.
Hello, 919. What's your name and your birthday and where you're from?
My name is Sandra Kay, but I go by my middle name, Kay. My birthday is 12/29/66, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay. Well,
all
she's
right.
Good managing. Are you, like, trying to help? A family member is going to ask you for help, and you aren't going to be able to help them, and you shouldn't because they just mistreat you and use you. You know, it's
yeah.
like they're
yeah.
saying crocodile tears. So step away
yeah.
from that family member.
Yes, yes, yes. Totally understand.
And
it's really kind of, yeah. Go ahead, Tom.
I got
okay.
one more thing to say, and then I'll let you rock on. Hang on a minute. And you're also going to change your hair, but you do have to get different hair made specially for you because there's something that's making your hair fall out. You've used the wrong shampoo or conditioner or color or something, and you need to replace the, you need special oil to help with your, it's a product that you use that's making your hair fall out. So they're saying,
okay.
don't use that no more.
Okay. No. Okay. Makes sense.
You know
it
what we
sense.
Mean? Okay.
What? Yeah, I know what that is. I know it's exactly what you're talking about. I have an appointment on Wednesday, so yes, thank you.
Okay, it's like, sorry.
Wow.
Like, your hair's going to fall out if you don't make use of it.
Yeah, that makes perfect
okay.
sense. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, Sandra, with your birthday too, that's that special gift from God that, you know, listen to your mother's intuition, that gut feeling. Because when you haven't listened to it is when you've made your biggest boo-boo. So,
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
You're trying to always justify and make excuses for other people. Remember what I said earlier, if you were listening, people who are fixers wind up victims.
And those are the people that
keep coming back to you, and they're never going to learn, they're never going to grow, and they're just going to have you be pulled every which way but Sunday. So my suggestion to you is give your suggestion, give them some ideas. Call here, look there. You may want to investigate here, whatever. Take your hands off of it and say, I'm sure you'll figure it out. Stop picking up at all the stuff that everybody dumps on your plate.
Yes, yes, totally understand. I'm very shocked, though, because this person, I thought the last time I had the communication, they were completely gone, which is part of what I was calling about. So I'm glad you guys are warning me ahead of time. So thank you, because I'm done.
You never go
done,
back. You never go backwards, baby.
Oh,
never
no,
go
no, no,
backwards.
No. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Not again. I recently moved into my new place, and I'm very happy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I love this. But just want to make sure this is everything's going to work out and that career-wise. That was why I was calling.
You're
going to
be fine.
The question.
I told you that before. You need to calm down, baby.
Thank you. You guys spoke this. Perfect.
Yeah, I think the last 18 months have not been your easiest rodeo.
No.
But you were supposed to learn. What did you learn? You see, that's, you just don't move forward. You got to reflect what happened in that year and a half, because that's God's way of saying, wake up and smell the coffee on people, places,
right,
and things.
Wow. Perfect. I'm really shocked that this person is willing to come back, though. It's crazy. But thank you.
No,
the most powerful word in the universe is no.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Just say no. Just do it like Nike. Thank you. All right, you have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. 856. Awesome.
Hello?
856, hello.
Hi, I'm Rose Maria.
What's your name, where you're from, and what's your birthday?
Rose Maria, New Jersey, 12/31/74.
All right, while she's schematicing, I'll tell you a little something. Number one, you have to quit holding grudges. That'll just make you sick. You need to cut that out. And working on getting rid of the anger, because you're just all red. You look like a little fireball running around.
Naturally like that.
Well, honey, that ain't good for you. So I'd recommend doing yoga. I'd recommend doing some kind of martial arts that'll help channel your mind and help you mind discipline. Focus. That's what they're telling me. And that would really help you, because you look like splatter paint. So you need to make lists that will help you and complete one thing at a time. Otherwise, you're like splatter paint all the time. Am I making sense?
No, there's a reason for that. Enough is enough.
But then you are like splatter paint. I don't care. You don't agree.
No,
you need to do a cutoff time and quit with the old stuff. You keep going backwards. And that's why universe will tap you lightly the first time, and then it'll tap you a little harder the next time. Next time, it'll knock your block off if you don't pay attention. And they'll go, flop, do we have your attention now? You don't listen. And that ain't me yelling at you. That's your guys and guardian angels. Go ahead, Julian.
Yeah. Well, first of all, just by your first name, Rose Maria, that's how you go by, right, hon?
Not really. I go by Rose Maria.
What do you, How, what do you go by?
Rosemary.
You go by Rosemary. Well,
right.
you're registered in heaven as Rosemaria. Okay, but Rosemary. But see, here's the thing. You're very sensitive. And a lot of times, you know, and I think that this is where Kelly's going with that too. So when you're hurt, you're magnified 10 times, okay? Or when you're pissed off 10 times over. So you have to, what I got from that, what my spirit guide's telling me is balance. But this is a year that, you know, that's been really kind of scattered energy. And, you have to really be true to yourself. It's kind of like making decisions and making good decisions. Is this good for me, not good for me? Healthy for me, not healthy for me? And you're going to find that you don't have to be so frustrated. The people in your life that take advantage of you or hurt you or don't value you as a person, they don't deserve your attention. So I think the word that I want to really communicate to you so that you're just not just always so hurt or disappointed. I want you to be more discerning. I want you to weigh things out. Good for me, not good for me. Healthy for me, not healthy for me. Making a better decision of moving forward with people, places, and things. Okay? So I feel like this October, November, and December is a time for you to get stronger about making better choices, okay? Not going backwards, okay? And just take it on the chin of what did I learn from this experience? Because you can't fix everybody. You got that?
Yes, yeah, not the.
And you're going to drop your cloak of being hurt and of armor, and you won't be a target in my. Learn not to.
I'm
do
not
that
worried
in.
About him. I'm not worried about him. It's the other people, they deserve what they just got from me. So that's not
but
revenge.
But what I'm saying
not
is
nothing.
You're going to learn to put it
you're
down and you're
going
to walk forward and you're going to learn to live a gentle. Eventually, you're not going to walk hard on the earth anymore with your fists clenched. You're going to be happy. You're going to have joy. And you're going to have love in your life despite your little self.
Right. And make better choices.
No, I'm fine with my choice, what I just did, so I'm cool with it. And he
well,
knows
I'm
it.
Just in the future, it's going to be different.
Yeah, because what I did, yeah, that's true. So, yeah, that's cool. I'm happy
all
what
right.
I did, so.
Very good.
Thank you. You have a good night.
Yeah.
Also, you also do have the Virgin Mary with you. Oh, she dropped off. Okay. Okay, then 917. Hi, 917.
Hi, Kelly Jo. My name's Ellen. I'm calling from New York, and my birth date is May 26th.
All right. Well, you've got all kinds of new beginnings for you, and it's like happy, happy, joy, joy. And you're going to get to see an old girl you haven't seen in 30 years.
Hmm. Wonderful.
And you're also going to have someone that you crossed paths with when you were like 21. And did you go to college?
Yes.
In college is going to... It's a male, it's not romantic, but it's male platonic. You're going to rerun into him, too. It's like meeting up with all your old class friends and old friends years and years and years ago. It's like it's catch-up time.
Sounds wonderful.
So that's what I see.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Joanne.
Okay, I'm here. Okay. Are you thinking of moving or doing some renovations?
I would like to move, but I don't have anything definite in mind yet.
Oh, okay, because I really feel October, November, and December are a big playing energy of a move for you. And I feel good about it. You know, and what I love about your name is E-L-L-E-N?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I love that because you could sell ice to the Eskimos if you believe in something. You've got a very ginger, authentic way, and I would say that you hate liars. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. I mean, it screams throughout your chart. You're a natural-born leader, okay? I'm going to just tell you that. So don't sell yourself short. I feel like there's good changes coming up. I like this move idea. I think you're going to be really thrilled with it. And
I need to hop in here. She's going to move northwest of where she lives.
Okay, great. That's why I love working with Kelly Jo. we tag team. It's great. So I really feel really good about that. And you had a July, August, and September is a real good cycle time for you as well.
Okay. Wonderful. And I want to say thank you so much. But Kelly Jo, can I follow up on that? When you say northwest where I am, is that within the same state or even a different state?
I think you're going to a whole new state.
Wow.
Because I'm seeing mountains and lakes.
Oh. I hope to be
you might even have lake house. And they'll be your forever place. And you might even have a little romance after you move, honey.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
He's just a sweetie pie. He's like just a teddy bear. It's like, oh, his energy is just like, oh.
That sounds wonderful.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 6:10. We'll try to get through some of these people. I know the bell went off, but it's still going, so we can try real quick. We'll just make them short, sweet, and to the point. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your birthday?
My name is Sarah, 215, and I'm from Pennsylvania. And I wanted to know about
She's going to do your numbers, son.
Oh, okay.
What do you want to know?
About my present job. I mean, they just switched new ownership. I'm under a new owner. Yep, they were sold out.
They don't ever keep the original people, so CYA yourself.
Right. They will keep only the ones that they deem positive. But the
yeah, I know. They already. I know. I'm saying they told me that they made a signed contract. So.
What? Say that again.
That I know I'm staying because they already told us.
Right.
We signed new contracts. Yep.
Right, and I think you're gonna get a better bonus, or a way to either move up in a position.
Okay,
and that's
that'll be nice.
October, November, and December. So be positive, put on a good front. Don't get involved with the people that gossip. Gossip is ear pollution, and usually not the truth. Go, Kelly.
Right. Yeah, because you're going to be okay, but they might move buildings and location, too.
Well, my job is remote, so they already, I was hired remote.
No, but there is a move of physical building for the people that bought it.
I mean,
there
the new company
is a physical building that change. Understand.
Yeah, that. Yep.
Okay. I see that. But you're going to make better money, better, and they're, lo and behold, they're going to have buy better insurance. So that's what they're telling me.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, because ones that insurance you have is pretty shitty.
I mean, it's okay. It's not the worst, not the best.
I know, but it ain't the best either. It don't cover much.
Right. I mean, I'm grateful. You know, I'm not complaining. So
I understand that, but I'm just seeing better. So there you go.
Oh,
you're okay.
That's fantastic. Now I'm hoping I'll get a better title. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did
I
just tell you?
I did too.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay, 815. We'll just do a quick one. 815, hello.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Where are you from, what's your name, and what's your birthday?
Hi, this is Whitney. My birthday is April 10th, and I was born at 1:07 a.m.
Yeah, I'll let her do her thing. Where are you guys going? You're going on a little trip.
Going on a little trip. I have a bachelorette party this weekend.
It's a little car ride. It's within where you live. And you're going to go see something pretty. Maybe you'll go see Red Rocks.
I'm hoping so. We are actually hoping to do a little staycation soon.
Yeah, because I see you doing that, going up to Evergreen, and they're showing me all that. You're going to be tootling around.
Well, that'll be great.
Yeah, you're in a brand new cycle right now for the next 8 years. The last year and a half has been a tough rodeo with different decisions or different circumstances that have come about. But definitely, I think things are coming and gelling better together. There seems like there's more family unity or something going on in a relationship that's more unified. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, we all are. We all seem to be coming back together. You know, COVID really jacked things up for a while, and now we're just all coming back together.
Now, this will be probably more November, December, but it's starting in October with that energy that I'm talking about. You got quite the personality, and you like to and you're also have some really good leadership ability and strength, sharp cookies. So utilize it and make it work.
Well, thank you, because last week I was told I was going to eventually be my own boss, and that's my goal. So it makes me feel even more hopeful. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You can be your own boss.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good week.
You too. All right. Oh, come on. There we go. 480. Hi,
hello.
Ed. Say your name and your birthday, and she will do your numerology.
Edward Ewing, January 11th, 1959. And like Whitney, I was born at 2:05 in the afternoon.
Okay.
If that helps.
So, well, anyway, Ed, I don't know if you've been a boss or a leader or whatever, but you also have a very strong intuition. Have you used it to your benefit?
Not as much as I should.
Well, it's a gift from God that it's a gift from God that you're throwing away.
I know. And when I don't, I get hurt by it.
Yeah, well, you really need to pay attention. I think the cycle that you're going into October, November, December, you really need to work at better communication, not having so much scattered energy, have this going, that going, and nothing's getting finished here. So we have to have some time. The scattered energy's got to change. It's one of your lessons to learn. So you've got 3 months to do that, October, November, and December. Let's get it reorganized.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Ed. I'll do my best. No, thank you all. Have a good evening.
All right, you too. I'm not doing it because we got two more to do. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, we got two more. So 201, what's your name, where you're from, and what's your birthday, and she'll do you real quick.
Okay, thank you. So my name is Helen, but I was born, my Chinese name is Pequan on my birth certificate. My birthday is September 15, 1973.
Okay, spell your name on your birth certificate.
It's P-A-I-K, and there's a space, K-U-A-N.
So what's your first name, sweetie?
Yeah, what's your first name?
That's my first name, Pigpen. But I'm called Helen here. I mean, I've seen
your name
I got
is,
it, you know,
they call you Pigpen?
Yes.
That's your first name?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Who named you?
Okay.
My parents.
I mean, are you named after somebody?
No. You know, the Chinese people is always like, that's like a, I mean, we call it first name.
Okay.
And then so you know how the Chinese names are? Like, two syllables.
I wasn't trying to be rude. I was just wondering where the name came from. It's really different.
Yeah, it is.
I have quite a few, Asian people and Oriental people. So here we go. So this is a year for you to have balance, you know, and some of it has been emotional. Would you not agree, Holly?
Helen,
yeah.
Right? Yes.
Very emotional. But I think the thing is that you're very sensitive, number one. So you take things to heart. You know, I want you to practice this. Try not to take things personally. Listen to what people are saying, but don't take it personally. Now, in this last October, November, and December, because I want to be quick here before we're cut off, is that anything legal or anything contractual, no drinking, no driving, and no speeding, October, November, December.
I have to jump in real quick. Are you thinking of starting your own business, hon?
No.
Okay,
no.
But there's an opportunity within the next 2.5 years to do that.
I mean, I was always thinking about it, but I just couldn't think of something. But
I know, but within the
next
2.5 years, you're going to.
Okay, because I plan to retire from my job, like, by 50.
I know, but you're going to have your own business. You're going to be your own boss.
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, that was always at the back of my head. But I do have a legal issue here that my contractor ran away with our money, and we are suing him. So, and he right now is on a standstill. I just wanted to know if you see us
getting
the money back.
You're not
going to
get your money.
No?
Nope, he ran. He won't pay you back.
Even though we have a lawsuit going on?
Right. You'll
never
see that money.
Well,
unless you have them, do a, what do you call it? You know, where they freeze or they take the money out of the bank account or out of, you know, like they do when somebody don't pay child support. What's it called? Help me out here.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, they have to do the court approval. Court approval.
Okay.
Thing. But what
I
think
know what
is
she meant,
happen.
And I can't think of that word right now.
Me
yeah,
either.
I
went brain skip.
Right. And another thing is that if he's going to make monthly payments, he'll only make so many and he'll skip.
Right.
Oh, wow. And one last question. I went to my boss for a raise. And I know they all love me, but I'm still waiting for an answer. And I told them I was undervalued. So do you see anything coming up?
No, I don't. Not right now. Maybe next year. Let's see.
Well, he was just saying it's fourth quarter. So you think we'll be right after, like, the new year?
Well, New Year's.
Not till February, March, baby.
Yeah, that's
what
I get. Yeah. January, February, or March.
Okay. So now you're saying October, November, December, don't drink and drive?
Don't drink and drive and do not speed.
And don't sign contracts.
And don't sign contracts. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. One more, and then we're going to get flipped off in a minute, so we're trying. Hello, 502. You're the last one. Name, birthday, where are you from? I guess they're gone.
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, your name, yes. Your birthday, so she can do you.
It's Brenda. It's 4/23/58.
Okay. Well, you're in a big mishmash right now, but you're going to come out of it by November. So things will start calming down after Thanksgiving, you know, the end of November. So
I got pretty much the same thing, Kelly Jo. You have to be discerning with this new beginning that's going on October, November, and December, where things are going to take a different turn here in a positive way. You have to stand strong in your shoes is what I have to say. So make sure that you're making clear-cut communication and that you move forward with your goals.
Okay.
And you got all new beginnings if you seize the day. Carpe diem.
That's it. Carpe diem. Yeah.
I'm probably not pronouncing that right, but oh well. I want to thank you for joining in. I want to thank Joanne Leo for coming on, and we'll see you in the future. And have a good night, y'all.
Good night.